This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Egyptian-brokered ceasefire deal between the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group and Israel has been announced. Details from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
A leader of the Islamic Jihad militant group in Gaza confirmed the deal had been made. However, rocket fire persisted after the deadline, leaving the deal in question. Shortly before the truce was to take hold, Israel reported a heavy burst of Palestinian rocket fire towards southern and central Israel, while Israel said it was striking targets inside Gaza. After the deadline, Israel reported additional rocket fire, and Israeli media said warplanes were responding. I'm Karen Chamas.
A day after meeting with Pope Francis and Italian leaders in Rome, the leader of Ukraine is in Germany. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Berlin as he seeks to shore up support from key allies against Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian leader last visited Germany for the Munich Security Council in February last year, just before the war broke out. Germany, which is Europe's largest economy, faced criticism at the start of the war for what some called a hesitant response, but it has become one of Ukraine's biggest providers of financial and military assistance, ahead of other European powers like France. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Bangladesh and Myanmar are bracing as an extremely severe cyclone starts to hit their coastal areas, and authorities urge thousands of people in both countries to seek shelter. UN agencies and aid workers have pre-positioned tons of dry food and dozens of ambulances with medical mobile teams in sprawling refugee camps with more than 1 million Rohingya who fled persecution in Myanmar. This is VOA News. The threat of the United States defaulting on its obligation looms over the upcoming G7 summit in Japan that President Joe Biden is scheduled to attend before continuing to a summit with the so-called Quad leaders in Australia and one with Pacific Island leaders in Papua New Guinea. White House correspondent Patsy Wodonga-Swire with more.
The impasse over the nation's debt ceiling between House Republicans and President Joe Biden could derail Biden's plans to attend the G7 summit in Japan and the Quad summit in Australia. He is scheduled to depart May 17th.
I would either have to delay my trip, not go and do it virtually, or not go.
White House press secretary said Friday that Biden is expecting to go as G7 finance ministers finalize details ahead of the summit, focusing on ratcheting up economic pressure on Russia and finding alignment to counter what they call Chinese economic coercion. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
A member of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors says there's been too little progress in bringing down inflation. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Federal Reserve Governor Philip Jefferson says inflation remains too high and there's been little progress made toward bringing it down. That's not what people wanted to hear, since there were signs this week that price hikes might be slowing. While inflation has declined nearly 3% from its peak to 4.2% in March, Federal Reserve Governor Philip Jefferson says that mostly comes from falling energy and food prices. He says the bad news is there's been little progress on core inflation. Jefferson's just been nominated by President Biden to serve as the Fed vice chair, which would give him greater influence over interest rate policy. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The death toll linked to a doomsday cult in Kenya hit 201 Saturday after police exhumed 22 more bodies, most of them bearing signs of starvation, according to the Coastal Regional Commissioner. The bodies are believed to be those of followers of a pastor based in coastal Kenya, Paul McKenzie. He's alleged to have ordered congregants to starve to death in order to meet Jesus. More than 600 people are still missing. McKenzie, who was arrested last month, remains in custody. Police plan to charge him with terrorism-related offenses. India's crucial opposition Congress Party has wrested control of the crucial southern Karnataka state from Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.